engineering, and with this amendment, we're at one, just under 163. So it's actually still a portion of your share, but we're well under the estimated amount. And we did end up getting that design done without the retaining wall, so that original cost share agreement should be quite a bit less than what was originally talked about.
I have a letter dated September 21st, 2017 from our attorney, Mr. Cotty, and reference the amendment, and he's reviewed the proposed amendment number one to the agreement for engineering services with HDR Engineering and approve it to form. This is an amendment to the original agreement dated February 13th, 2017, which was the subject of my report to you on February 3rd, 2017. The original agreement and proposed amendments concern the roundabout project at US 160 and 76. The amendment provides HDR to perform lighting design work and additional construction services tasks. The estimated added cost is $9,948.
Is that for the entire, is that for the build out too, or is that just the design?
MoDOT has all the inspection on it, so we don't do any.
No, it's the construction of it, though.
That's just for the design.
Design,
yeah.
They would have had that in their bid, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
To the contractor.
Yeah, when they bid it, it'll be included in that.
How many lights you guys gonna put down there?
Don't know yet. That'll be figured out in the design, but it won't be too many. I think it goes on to, you know, kind of cover Forsyth Taneyville right there, get a little lighting there and the roundabout. So.
Just seems expensive for some design of some lights.
It's the breakdown should be in there, but
here's.
You gotta meet MoDOT requirements. I mean, you have to do a, I think they call it photoelectric diagram or something like that, where you actually lay out how much lighting's getting to each section, and it's pretty detailed.
I know MoDOC was scheduled to be here, and they haven't showed, but to your knowledge, it's went out for bid? Have they accepted
the roundabout
it?
Hasn't.
Has not gone out yet?
The roundabout scheduled to go out to bid in January.
In January. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It was last I heard anyway, it was a big enough project that they didn't want to do it as a change order to the bridge, so it'll be bid completely separate.
Yeah.
Now, it could be the same contractor that gets it. It may not be.
That's the way I understood it, that it would have its separate bid.
Yep.
On the lighting schematic, it's going to tell the candle power. I mean, it's going to show all the different things. And
yeah, I think we have to show all that to MoDOT. I don't know that it'll actually end up in the plans that are out to bid, but
right,
it's part of the design, yeah. Just...
And MoDOT requires this.
Yeah, they're the ones that wanted the lighting.
Maybe I'm not comparing apples to apples, but I've done smaller projects than $1 million roundabout. But I've had lighting schematics that shows all the different where the light, what the power is going to be, and if you move it, it was.
Well, and part of it is
they did it for free because I bought $36,000 worth of lights from them.
Well, part of the problem on this one is there is no other electrical as part of this project. So basically, we got to get the power there and everything.
Okay.
So it's not just
it's not just
pole,
the lights.
We got to get the power to it.
Okay. Move to approve amendment number one to the professional services agreement for design of roundabout at Highway 160 and 76.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Emerald.
Can I ask a question?
Travis. Go ahead.
Travis, I would probably wrongfully assuming that the power would come from a pole that's there somewhere now.
I don't know that that's completely decided. Everything's getting shifted around, so we may have to move some poles or have a new pole out there. But
it would I would think, definitely come from a pole that would not be affected by the flood in any way.
Yeah. No, yeah, well, it'll be up high enough that the flooding wouldn't affect these lights.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Emerald Point Informal Roads and Infrastructure Committee.
What was the...
I have a letter. Mr. Cotty.
That doesn't...
Sure.
Didn't the gentleman request to be here?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Ball or Bell?
Ken. Ken Bell. And I think Shanna talked to him as well. I know I talked to him and told him that we agreed to put it on the agenda, so I might have to. I don't see anybody here for that.
Okay.
We're going to recess until 10:30. We're scheduled to go into executive session per 610.021, 1 and 12 litigation and contracts.